We're going to finish up this segment by returning to Washington. Todd Zwillick, our D.C. correspondent, is there. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, John.
So we've been reporting all morning that an update to the financial regulations bill seems to promise a change in the way debit card fees are handled. Can you explain what's going on?
Yeah, and this is actually a giant hidden cost that most people don't know about it. But I'll tell you what, a lot of small retailers, hundreds of thousands of them sure know about it. It's apparently worth $50 billion. So, John, remember back when you used to drive by a gas station, it would say cash price $2, credit price $2.05?
Sure.
You don't see that anymore, and there's a reason why. It's because credit card companies, the networks, Visa and MasterCard, don't allow it. The terms of their contracts with banks and retailers say no price differentiation between debit cards and cash or debit and credit. You cannot charge a lower price if you use a debit card or cash. And if you do, we'll penalize you or we'll take away your contract. Now, the reason why a retailer would want to do that is because a lot of retailers are charged between 1% and 2% every single time they swipe a card. Now, if a purchase at Best Buy, you know, is $1,200, you say, okay, that's worth it to them. But a lot of people are using Visa check cards and debit cards to buy a candy bar. You know, 7-Eleven, it's done all the time. And the swipe fee is worth more than the profit. So what the Senate did was pass an amendment yesterday sponsored by Dick Durbin. He's been wanting this for a long time. It basically says now the credit card companies can't prevent retailers from differentiating between prices. If they want to charge a lower price for cash versus debit because their cost is lower, they can do that. They don't get intimidated anymore. It also goes to the Fed and says, we want the Fed to look at this and set what they call reasonable and proportional fees for these things.
So that could bring the fees down. Meanwhile, the businesses might pass the savings along to consumers. That's the sort of consumer takeaway here, right?
That's what businesses say they'll do. They'll pass it. They'll pass the savings along, and they can price differentiate, which can sort of help people with choice and help them sell more.
And again, it's just a Senate amendment in the financial regulations bill as it heads toward a final vote. Todd Zwillick, thanks for the update.
Sure thing.
Todd Zwillick, takeaway correspondent in Washington.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.